The Innocents, Variety Palace Mysteries, Book 2, written by Bridget Walsh and read by Jasmine Blackborough. A sea of arms, legs, heads, fingers grasping the air but no longer moving. Tiny mouths held open, emitting one last silent scream. Lips parted for a final, desperate intake of breath that came too late. He stood for a moment, overwhelmed, not knowing where to start. They were dead. All dead. Then he heard his own name.
Mr. Graham? Please? Mr. Graham?
The voice was familiar. He followed the sound and glimpsed a twist of red hair peeping out from a pile of bodies. His neighbour's child, 6 years old. She'd broken her ankle a fortnight ago, jumping off a wall, and had been walking with a crutch ever since. How had she survived? And what was her name? For the life of him, he couldn't remember it. Freddie lunged towards her.
I'm here, he said. I'm coming, hold on.
He stumbled forward, felt something soft beneath him. He looked down. An arm. The child, no more than 4 or 5. He couldn't see if it was a boy or a girl. He moved forward more tentatively, trying to avoid stepping on anyone. Then he realized the pointlessness and ploughed on, telling himself not to dwell on what lay beneath his feet, but only what lay ahead of him. A living child calling his name. There were bodies piled high around her, and he lifted them, pushed them aside, not allowing himself to think about what he was doing, how each of these bodies was somebody's daughter, somebody's son. He reached her. She was tucked into a corner of the landing. Her crutch had somehow got wedged in front of her and acted as a barrier. It had given her just enough space to breathe. He reached behind the crutch and lifted her out, cradling her head in his hand. Her hair soft and fine as thistledown, her little heart thumping in her chest. Holding her tightly, murmuring words of comfort all the while, he staggered back along the walkway, down the west staircase, and carried her outside. He sat her down carefully on the pavement. There were other children, standing or sitting, moving aimlessly or not at all. It was raining, but no one seemed to have noticed. They huddled together instinctively, staring blankly into the distance, or reaching blindly for a hand to hold. Toys lay discarded on the ground. An older girl who seemed to know his neighbour's child pulled her close. Freddie still couldn't remember the little girl's name. He turned back. He had to rescue whoever he could. And some of them, lots of them surely, were still alive. If they were making noise, they were alive. Later, when they had finally freed all the bodies and laid them out in lines on the pavement, Freddie walked up and down the rows and counted them. He had to do it twice because he figured he must have got it wrong the first time. But he hadn't. 183 of them. 183 kids who weren't going home. He walked back into the empty theatre. The air was thick with the sharp tang of piss. So many of the poor mites had wet themselves in fear or desperation. All down the stairwell were little caps and bonnets, torn from heads and trampled underfoot. Buttons with lengths of thread attached. The sole of a little boy's boot, torn from the uppers. A red hair ribbon, ripped from a girl's head. A hank of blonde hair, with blood at the roots.